Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Donkey of the Day.
Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 27th goes to Bishop Monoke Catholic High School President Matt Shambari. Now, Matt has requested to be placed on unpaid leave and the board of directors has accepted. Why would someone put themselves on voluntary unpaid leave? Well, let's go to 2 News Nevada for the report, please.
Well, we're learning that the president of Bishop Monoke Catholic High School has voluntarily put himself on unpaid leave following allegations of discrimination. Ex-girls basketball coach Sarah Schoper Ramirez claims school president Matthew Shambari told her not to give minority players too much time on the court. In a statement, Shambari said he has never advocated for discrimination. He wrote in a statement, quote, "Other than being guilty of using a very poor choice of words, which I profoundly regret, I've always tried to conduct myself in full service to the entire student body and our school community," end quote. The Reno Sparks NAACP president has gotten involved in the case. She says her biggest concern is protecting students, and she's calling for sensitivity and diversity training at Bishop Monoke High School.
Did that, don't work. Listen, this man put himself on unpaid leave. Let me translate for y'all. This man put himself on unpaid leave because he got caught on a secret recording telling the girls' basketball coach that I think we've got to be super intentional about not supporting or creating a narrative where it looks like we are paying to bring in these brown kids to come win us basketball games and the white kids don't get to play. You know why this man should be put on voluntary leave? Not only because he said that, but because he's not being in service to the school. What is a basketball team without black players? That's like banana pudding with no vanilla wafers. That's like fried fish with no hot sauce. That's like the LeBron James version of the Bible without Jesus. Okay, this president should quit permanently because he actually wants raisins in the potato salad. Listen, make those white kids step their game up. Make them study tapes of Larry Bird. I know they're not American, but make them study Dirk Nowitzki and Luka Doncic. Let them study white chocolate Jason Williams. Make them watch Christian Leighton when he was at Duke. It's all types of ways these players can get better at basketball, but this man is not in service to the school because who in the hell ever looks at a basketball team, and says, you know what we need to do? Bench all the brown kids and play all the white kids. Now, if the kids is Caitlin Clark, I understand. But clearly these kids aren't. So the head girls basketball coach named Sarah Ramirez said she disregarded the warning because why would she ever listen to that foolishness? And after they won the Class 4A State Girls Basketball Championship in February, I said, after they won the Class 4A State Girls Basketball Championship in February, she was fired after winning. We have the actual audio of Matt Shambari, the secret recording. We have that, right? Let me listen to it.
You have a disproportionate amount of your kids that are financial aid kids, mm-hmm. right? And that are coming from public schools. And then you have these Catholic school kids. You have your team in football are probably our two most diverse teams. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to create some issues in our parent community. Yeah. And I think that we've got to be super intentional about not supporting or creating a narrative where it looks like, oh, well, we're paying to bring in these brown kids to come and win us basketball games and then the white kids don't get to play.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with bringing the brown kids in to win basketball games? Yeah, Matt, you should be fired because you make poor decisions based on your bias. See, putting a bunch of brown girls on a basketball team simply because they are the best players, that's not a diversity hire. That's not DEI at all. What you're trying to do by making the coach play these white kids is forced inclusion based off their race. And I think it's safe to say that don't work for anyone. We want the best of the best out there. It doesn't serve anyone to put mediocre players on that court, you know, just to say we playing the white kids. No, you want to win more state championships or not? Clearly the answer is not. This fool Matt Shambari said the firing of the girls basketball coach was solely based on the best interest of our student athletes. No, it was based off the best interest of the white student athletes. Okay, and he said it was based on the coach's behavior and actions for several reasons. I don't know what all the behaviors and actions were, but I know one of them was winning. Okay, that I do know. If you want to know what basketball would look like without black people, you got to go back to 1949 when it was an all-white league. Or just imagine, if you will, majority of your players were all employees you recruited from Starbucks. Same difference. Please give President Matt Shambari the biggest E.O. Damn. Chelsea Handler said she wanted to give her the biggest E.O. Give him.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Let Kathy Griffin give him the biggest hee-haw, too.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Well, since it's discrimination, you might as well let Chris Rock get in on it, too.
Cracker ass, cracker.
What my girl at? My girl working?
Cracker.
I'm just saying, it's discrimination. When it's that type of discrimination.
See, it's...
It's not tricky at all.
It is.
Yeah, this one his white side. Come on, let's go, Karen.
No.
Come on, Karen. Let's hear it, DJ Karen.
No, it's not the
DJ
white
Karen
side.
Karen is
but,
crazy.
But as you know, I've had two kids in high school, and what he said was paying for kids to play.
If your kids suck, they suck.
No, it's not that at all. What a lot of these schools do is they pay for kids in better environments to come to the school to play, which is against the law.
No, in, so what in, they, in bad environments.
Right. So, like, let's say they'll get a kid from a bad environment that gets busy. Mm-hmm. It's illegal to pay for that kid to come to school to give him a scholarship based off sports. So a lot of these schools, they go around and they get donors, and the donors take care of the kids, so the school would be better.
What's wrong with that? You got a problem with little brown kids coming up?
No, it's against the law. That's what he was saying. He said you can't pay for them. I'm with you.
Yesterday you said Will Smith should get off from a speeding ticket because he's Will Smith. But yeah, now you got a problem. So you happy with the rich and famous, you know, breaking the law. But when it comes to little poor brown kids from poor and disenfranchised areas, you don't want them to get any breaks, huh?
I didn't say that.
That's exactly
what you said. No, I didn't say that. Why you put words in my mouth?
When they go get the clip from yesterday and put this clip together,
you always want to put something in my mouth.
See what I'm saying?
Always want to put something in my mouth. All all no I'm Diddy. Saying I'm is, right. Don't do that. And a lot of these schools, no a lot of these presidents do.
That's crazy.
They do something that's illegal, and they pay for the for if kids Will to Smith go to school.
If you don't want Will Smith to get a speeding ticket because he Will Smith, you shouldn't have no problem with these little brown kids coming up from poor disenfranchised areas and getting a come up.
I don't have no problem with it.
Okay,
well, shut up. But that's what he was saying. If you heard what he said, he says I don't want to pay for it because it's against the law to pay for it when it comes to sports. If it's academics, they can give a scholarship. That's why they usually give academic scholarships and not scholarships for sports.
The donor's paying for it. He's not paying for it. And they win a state championship. I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, well, congratulations to them.
That's right.
Y'all are so childish, man.
Why he trying to put stuff in my mouth? All I'm saying is don't be putting nothing in my mouth. I don't put nothing in your mouth. Don't put nothing in my mouth. That's what I'm saying.
How many times you DJ those parties?
Oh, my God.
Never.
I can't tell.
Never.
That's what he was saying in the comments. It was like, that's why they don't want to talk about the real situation because DJ Envy was at the party playing the music and Charlamagne was in the room.
I ain't never been there.
That's what they said.
I ain't never
trying to get Jess.
I ain't never been
in
a party party.
Jess is a real one. I ain't never been in a
damn party.
I ain't never even party. Nonetheless, party party.
Yeah, I ain't never party either.
Okay.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. You got this DM. What's this DM say?
Okay, so I didn't get the DM, but Charlamagne got the DM. Okay. She said, hey, Charla, I love listening to you. And your child, yes, you do. Hey, Charla, I love listening to you and your lisp every morning. Hopefully, you see this and can pass this to Jess, because I know she fixes people's mess on her podcast. I'm going through it. Me and my homegirl ain't really rocking with each other right now, because me and this guy, she liked started hooking up last month, and she mad because she liked them too. And before you ask, yes, I did know that she liked them before this, but this is the thing. The girl was in a whole relationship. So how you get mad at me when you've been wifed up with a nigga for the last 3 years? She talking about that don't matter. There's a girl code and I broke it. I don't know, but can you ask Jess if I'm bugging or is my home girl?
Well, let's go to Breakfast Club Court. We'll take some phone calls and then you can tell us what you think.
Okay.
800-585-1051. So this girl was flirting with a guy, and it seemed like her friend who's in a relationship likes the guy too. Mm-hmm. Likes the guy first. Mm-hmm. So she's asking, is that breaking girl code if she decides to holler at dude?
I thought this was happening to somebody here.
This was in your DM. Pretty underscore Danny 324 sent it to you. Go ahead.
800-585-1051.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, I got the DM. Yep.
Go ahead.
I see why I don't like him. You see why I don't like him? Do you see why, Jess? 800-585-1051 is that breaking girl code? This guy's a hell of a bad ass. What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, I'm with y'all. That's right. It was in my DM.
Oh, it's the Breakfast Club.
There's nobody up here.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny. Executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter. A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello! Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.